see all these years you're fishing, you tend to know things. You can go down the Irish Sea as though you're driving downtown. We know where everything is and where everything was and where it's going to be. And if it's no use this year, it'll be there next year. But they're trying to tell us that they're right and we're wrong.
So this 40% reduction then, how does that change the industry, so to speak, and what how fishermen approach it?
Well, I don't really know what it's going to do. I don't think it's going to do anything. They're putting us on a quota now. We might go and get it in a day. We might go and get it in 2 days. I don't know. But they think they are sorting it all out, and they're sorting nothing out. It's as simple as that. These powers that be, they think they're sorting our future out. They're sorting nothing out.
What about the future of the industry? Because, I mean, this time next year, it's even been said that there might not even be a Queenie season.
Well, exactly. Who's decided that? I've seen poo years for years and years. The year my son was born, we couldn't get 10 or 12 bags of Queenies a day. So what's happened? These people seem to think they can save Queenies. I can understand a little bit with the scallops. Scallops take a bit longer to grow and one thing or another. But with Queenies, I just don't see the point in how you're trying to save what's not going to be there next year. I don't get it, like.
It begs the question, is it a sustainable industry for you, do you think?
Yes, if it's left to the fishermen. It's as simple as that, and I can't see any more than that. If it's left to the fishermen, they'll look after it.
But the argument from the scientists is that when it's left to the fishermen, in your own words, you've hammered them, and there's no stocks for it for you to fish.
Well, how can a scientist go and try somewhere where there's no Queenies, and then tell us there's no Queenies? Because we already know there's none there.
What have your experiences been like with scientists? Have you had them on board? Have you helped them survey?
I've got no time for them. None whatsoever.
I spoke to one fisherman who's been doing the Queenies for about 35 years, and he reckons this whole situation, he's never seen anything like it before.
It's never been like this. This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. People are just making themselves jobs out of us. We're going to starve to death, and they're going to have jobs. Seems to be all bangy university and all that. You get snotty nosed kids coming down on your boat telling you what to do, and you don't even know what they're talking about.
It's very much, obviously, a very emotional debate. It's from outside looking in, it's very like it's us v them in terms of the fishermen v the research.
I think it is, like any fisherman in the Isle of Man, and they're all good fishermen. You know, there's no clowns. They all know how to do the job the same as me and everybody else. And they're getting told that they're wrong, and the do-gooders are right. If I was going out fishing and they tell me there's no Queenies, I don't listen to that. I go out and find out for myself, the same way as all the other lads. And as long as you've got the experience to go all around the place, you'll find Queenies. They're basically saying next year there's going to be none. What is that like? There's going to be none. And Geoffrey Boot, he turns around and says, I'm thinking of banning. The f*** does he know about fishing? Where was he when I started fishing in 1962? Where was Geoffrey Boot? And I'm supposed to listen to him?
We all know that Manx Queenies, it's an iconic industry. It's worth millions of pounds for the Manx economy. These restrictions, as you've said, it's going to affect the fishermen. Uh-huh. But is it going to have knock-on effects throughout business, do you think, as well?
It's bound to do, isn't it? I mean, the lad we sell to, Billy Cayley, he's got a bloody big factory down there, and he's got Christ knows how many staff. What are they going to do? Work one day a week? Twiddle their thumbs all the rest of the week? I mean, that man there's going to be out of business. But is anybody worried about Billy Cayley and his factory? I don't think so. But they're more interested in what Geoffrey Boot's got to say. I'd rather be interested in how Billy Cayley keeps his factory. And I want to get the produce to give to Billy. Billy's a good man, he's been in the fishing all his life, and I want the fish to keep Billy going. And you get people ashore saying, oh, we're going to do this and we're not going to do that. Are they interested in me or Billy Cayley or my son or anybody else? They're not. They're just do-gooders. And they don't know half of what they're sprouting like.